Last Wednesday, three groups tied to Lebanon held a joint press conference addressing coverage of Lebanon's political crisis in the Canadian media, as well as Canada's reaction. Tadiman Montreal, Al Hidayah, and COLCO, the Council of Canadian Lebanese Organizations, were present to make their plea. The groups urged independence when dealing with the complex situation in Lebanon. Mary Foster of Tadiman Montreal, who recently returned from Beirut, spoke about why protesters are out on the streets.
Should Lebanon become a client state of the United States, or should it primarily respond to the interests and needs of its own people and the interests of people in the region? Should the government of Lebanon serve all sectors of the population, regardless of their economic status, regardless of their confession? Whatever your opinions, whatever our opinions of these framework issues, whatever the words of the leaders being used now to mobilize people on all sides of the contest, these are among the underlying questions that are motivating people in the tens and then the hundreds of thousands to stay out on the streets in Beirut. These are some of the underlying issues that the people out on the streets believe will not be decided in a democratic manner unless the government changes. These are among the most important questions that people on the streets believe they will have no part in deciding unless the composition of the current government changes. Many of those present at the sit-in come from social groupings who have been historically excluded from economic opportunity, from government services, and from political representation in the country. They are among those who have suffered the most from Israel's brutal attack this summer. Their experience of this current government has been that it has failed to protect them from Israel, it has failed to provide compensation after the attacks, and it has failed to provide them with services or show regard for their interests in the country in general. The symbol of people from the bombed-out villages of the south, from the poor southern suburbs of Beirut, setting up their camps in the richest area of downtown Beirut with its Gucci shops, its Armani shops, couldn't be a clearer symbol. It's a deep shame that Canada chooses to intervene in internal Lebanese affairs and that it does so to align itself with one part of the government against the overwhelming number of people who are demanding a fair voice in their government and demanding a government which responds to their needs, which serves their interests and reflects their aspirations.
COLCO's Ziad Najjar pointed out an often misrepresented fact in the media. Hezbollah supporters make up about a third of protesters, with other laic groups like Christian-leaning CPL very much present on the streets. May Haider of Al Hidayah likened the current events in Lebanon to recent democratic revolutions in the world, pointing out that the media has a double standard when it comes to Lebanon because it wrongly portrays the crisis as a coup attempt.
We are calling upon the Canadian media to be an objective means to inform the public about the different perspectives of the current crisis and its developing events. We urge you to stay at an equal distance and not be politicized and distort the reality in Lebanon. Media corporations should not endorse a political view. They should rather represent the actuality from all its sides. After the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, people came out on the streets demanding the government of former Prime Minister Omar Karami to resign. The movement was dubbed as the Cedar Revolution, a title that was coined by the United States Under Secretary of State for Global Affairs, Paula Dobrzynski, in a news conference to align this movement with the Rose Revolution of Georgia, the Orange Revolution of Ukraine, and, as named by President Bush, the Purple Revolution of Iraq. That movement was welcomed and cheered by the West as a movement for democracy. The events often occupied the main headlines of most Canadian broadcasting corporations and the front pages of major newspapers. According to media reports, 25,000 people at that time filled the Martyrs Square in Beirut, the day former Prime Minister Omar Karami resigned, who could not but abide by the people's wish. There were five major political parties involved in those demonstrations, including the Free Patriotic Movement. Now, in the current events, peaceful mass protests demanding a more representative government are being characterized by the media as a coup attempt. For the last 12 days, tens of thousands participate in a 24-hour sit-ins. On Sunday the 10th, according to organizers, it was reported by Radio Canada International that 2 million people clogged central Beirut and all the roads and bridges that lead to it. The Lebanese army officials were quoted that the rally was unprecedented in the history of Lebanon. Over 40% of the population was on the streets, much larger than the ones who toppled their governments in Georgia and Ukraine. The opposition is not demanding the resignation of the Seniora government for the sake of replacing him, but to form a more balanced and fairly representative government that takes into account all the major political players in the country. When referred by the media, it is never labeled as a revolution, neither the least as a call for a democratic reform, but characterized with sectarian-backed statements that it is a Hezbollah, Shiite, pro-Syrian, pro-Iranian, led coup attempt, while in fact 14 different Lebanese parties from various religious and secular groups formed the opposition coalition. And it was General Aoun, the leader of the Free Patriotic Movement, who first called for streets protests. Could this have something to do with the fact that the protesters are demanding independence from the United States this time and not only Syria? North American media portrays different events and political actors with a clear double standard that is adopted from the United States and Canada's double standard.
Haider also criticized Canada's unconditional support of the Seniora government in alignment with the U.S.
While the United States administration is promoting democracy in the Middle East, such a democracy has to be forced and pressured to align with the United States interest. Population majorities, the core and most viable element of democracy, are either ignored and their views are distorted, or punished and isolated for democratic choices. At the time that the United States is encouraging the Palestinians to form a national unity government, it is strongly supporting the Seniora government on a daily basis and refusing a national unity government in Lebanon, as the opposition demands, despite the recent polls of Beirut Center for Research and Information that indicates 73% of Lebanese population want a national unity government. Meanwhile, the Canadian government still insists on taking sides in the Lebanese crisis after its clear bias and blind support of Israel in the last war on Lebanon. The latest support visit by the Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister, Jason Kenney, and MP Erwin Kotler came as an even stronger proof of the wrong policies of this government towards the Middle East.
Dmitry Marine for CKUT.